And then lastly, Wednesday morning, when the Middle States team is here, because they're here on campus from 8 a.m. to 5 a.m., back-to-back meetings, and then they go back to their hotel and they spend 3 to 4 hours writing their report each night. So it is not easy for them either. But I do encourage you to participate in the open sessions and or the report readout. It would be great to have good attendance and have a strong showing. And lastly, I want to thank all of you if you have participated. Thank you for your participation. If you are a member of working groups, if you read the self-study, you offer feedback to us, if you're attending the sessions, there's a lot of ways that people have contributed to this, and we just want to be very thankful and appreciate all of that hard work.
And so, while we're saying we're basically the end of this, there's no real end, as this is a long-term process. Cycle is a major cycle, and so if everything goes well, they will come back in 8 years. If there are some concerns and they want us to follow up on some of the things, that may come back sooner, 1 or 2 years. But I think one of the things that I've learned through this process is that it's a lot better to do the preparation and do the reporting along the way so that it's not a bad scramble every 6 years, every 8 years to collect that information. Not only is it good practice for Middle States, it's also good practice for strategic planning at the campus and the department levels. It's good for reporting, it's good to report in your annual reports and your assessment reports, and it's good practice to be thinking about our student learning outcomes and keeping track of the fact that we're doing that. Because we've been doing that a lot, and some of it happens in our head, and probably should be writing it down so that we can collect that information, be able to document for the accreditors. And it also, one of the big things with the annual reports has been an opportunity to see the great work that's happening in departments. It allows you to choose your own award, and allows Queens College to put our best foot forward. So thank you for session. So, yes, thanks, and any questions, we're happy to take.
No questions? I guess accreditation is not a thrilling topic. In addition to his many research contributions, he
Queens College, he served as chair of the geology department, which is now the School of Earth and Environmental Sciences, from 1980 to 1988. And he was simultaneously the first dean of the Division of Math and Natural Sciences and the first dean of graduate studies and research. He served as the chairperson of Academic Summit from 1992 to 1996. And from 1998 to 2000, he served as acting provost and senior vice president for academic programs. After his retirement, he remains active at Queens College, serving as chair of the QC Retirees Association for several years. He remained a familiar presence in our department for many years post-retirement, including regularly attending our departmental colloquium, meeting with younger faculty, and bringing us news articles and papers related to our research interests. At this time, our department is not yet aware of any planned public memorial services, but we will convey that information to the college if you care otherwise. You will be dearly missed.
Thank you. So, if everyone can stand, we'll have a moment of silence.
So that all small classes with less than three students be automatically excluded from the course evaluation system. Already, as I mentioned, chairs can exclude manual courses, routinely internships, independent studies, things where there would be no anonymity are already excluded. This would, if that's done manually, this would just do it automatically. And the second change is to combine cross-listed classes, and that will boost the number of students, rather than having them separate according to how the student registered for the course. This would include courses that are undergraduate and graduate cross-listed, or other kinds of cross-listed courses that share a single instructor.
All right, is there any discussion of this motion? Any comments? Any objections? All right, seeing no objections, I move for unanimous consent. Words approved. Now we're moving on to what? There's no old business, we're moving on to new business. So the first item is a resolution regarding salary step increases for faculty.
Hi everyone. I'm Karen Weinberg from the English department. I should say I didn't write this resolution, but the person who wrote it and organized these efforts couldn't be here, so I'm presenting it on his behalf. As some of you have copies of it, it's a resolution to call on the president to respect the terms of the PSEP contract with respect to salary step increases. And I'll read it to you, it's pretty quick. Whereas for at least 10 years, it was Queen's College practice to award salary step increases on promotion, and whereas the ratified 2023-2027 contract, that's the PSEP contract, states that with every promotion and reclassification, faculty should receive at least one step on the new salary schedule, and whereas the step increase is being expected for faculty whose promotion cases were deliberated and voted on in fall 2024, and spring 2025, and whereas the president has declined to award salary step increases for most faculty promoted between spring 2023 and spring 2024, and whereas this policy has not been applied to all faculty equally, and whereas the other contract provisions related to salary are and have been treated by the college as retroactive, and whereas the affected faculty should not be financially disadvantaged because of the timing of their promotions, and whereas the president's austerity measures should not be paid for by individual faculty, now therefore be it resolved that the Academic Senate calls on the president to honor established Queen's College practice and the current contract with respect to salary step increases for all faculty promoted since the expiration of the previous contract. And the brief explanation at the bottom is that for at least 10 years, faculty promoted at Queen's College received a salary step increase when promoted. It says the president stopped this practice. It was actually CUNY that stopped, that asked the colleges to stop this practice for 2 years to save money during the, it was during the pandemic, actually, when the pandemic led to a budget crisis. The 2020, and then this last PSE CUNY contract 2023-2027 requires a step increase on promotion. So this resolution is asking for this step raise to be honored for faculty promoted in fall 2024. This request has been made in several other committees. Our chapter has requested this. I know the College Committee has requested this, and in both instances, the president is declining to honor this provision for faculty promoted between spring 2023 and spring 2024, while other salary-related provisions of the contract are being treated retroactively. So therefore, this resolution seeks to correct the problem of pay equity for faculty by calling on the president to honor established Queen's College practice and the terms of the contract. And the other thing, I just want to share with you, the person who wrote this and organized this also collected testimonials from faculty promoted during be here for a long time, and I could teach at 440. But here's one. For me, the disparity between colleagues who received the salary step increase and those of us who did not has been deeply discouraging. We all went through the same rigorous promotion process, and yet we were treated differently for reasons completely outside of our control. It creates the feeling that my promotion and the years of work behind it were acknowledged in title, but not in compensation. This undermines morale and sends the message that some promotions are valued more than others, even when the work and the qualifications are the same. Emotionally, this entire situation took some of the pride and sense of accomplishment that should accompany promotion. Instead of feeling recognized, I feel disregarded at the very moment when acknowledgement should have mattered most. While it's true that no one chooses this professional path for the abundant salary raises, the step increases symbolize institutional acknowledgement that we are valued and that our contributions to the field and to the university are ongoing. This is especially important in an institutional context, which really confers this acknowledgement in other forms, such as reliable research funding. And I also will say that we estimate this affects about 40 faculty members promoted to associate professor and full professor. Who would agree to allow that some faculty should get promoted, a promotional pay step, and others not? This is my first faculty promotion, and I devoted more than a decade of hard work to get here. I earned that promotional pay bump, and because of political maneuvering, I lost on it. I earned it, and some of my colleagues get it, but I don't. If this is the pay step I earned, then I should get better pay for it. I'll end there. Thank you. Oh, and I guess, I don't know, you call for a motion to support the resolution?
Well, I could ask for comments.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Is there any additional discussion?
All right, Jacqueline Drecker, School of Earth and Environmental Sciences. I just have one clarification question. Are CLTs, when they get reclassified, are they also included in this increased salary step? And if so, does the faculty language in this resolution?
I think that the language in this does not cover it. I think that this applies for faculty. Yeah.
Okay. Just
yeah, and that's how. CLTs. Yes.
Hi, Peter Tobias, the History Department. Just wanted to ask, do we know what other key campuses have done? If it was a key white policy for those 2 years, it would be, I think, useful to know what other.
So yeah, it was, for those 2 years, all CUNY's, the CUNY Central policy to freeze promotional staff raises for those 2 years. And now, starting with this PSC CUNY contract, it's going to be CUNY-wide that everyone will get a promotional staff raise. Before this contract, every CUNY campus had a different policy. Some CUNY's gave promotional raises gave salary raises with promotion, some didn't, and so, I mean, the PSC CUNY contract essentially tries to equalize it, so now everyone will get a promotional staff raise, even if it wasn't the practice on their campus. What this resolution is addressing is that it was a practice on our campus, and so basically for 2 years, faculty who were promoted during those 2 years. Campuses that are giving retroactive raises to their faculty, but I can't remember what they are right now. It might be John Jay and BMCC, or it might be John Jay and BCC, but I always forget those
two. Are there any objections? Alright, seeing no objections, this is accepted by your commission. Okay. Now we're going to the 9A. All right, so we've got a student. We need a student nomination for the nomination.
Muhammad Jaffe, UIT student. I nominate Peter Sang. The Social Sciences and Army Community.
Are there any other nominations? Any objections to acclamation, to accepting this final nomination? All right, that's done. Now we're going to do the University of the Faculty Senate. So we've got three openings and two alternate openings for the University Faculty Senate.
So without any apology, I'd like to nominate myself for one of those openings.
Who objects to that? Are there any?